Hello, my name is Kanoa, and I am 9 years old. And you are listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Kanoa, and welcome, everybody, to day two of Haydn Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet later in the show. This week, it is Haydn Week, and we're talking about Austrian composer Franz Joseph Haydn, who was, during his lifetime, the most popular composer in Europe. He was so well-beloved that people called him Papa. But just like you, Haydn was a kid once, too, and he had a kind of rough. At an early age, Haydn became an apprentice musician, which meant he had to move away from his family and move in with his music teacher. Well, his first teacher may have taught him well, but he didn't take good care of him, and Haydn talked about being embarrassed as a kid because he was hungry and dirty a lot. Now, Haydn was a singer before he was a composer, and he used to try to get singing jobs because when people hired him to sing, they would give him snacks. As I said, just like you, Haydn was a kid once, which also means he got into trouble. Once, he pulled a prank and he snipped off the ponytail of another boy in the choir. So he got spanked with a cane and fired and kicked out onto the street. Now, obviously, that worked out okay. A good friend took him in, and eventually he went on to be extremely successful, as we know, and he also treated his students very well, hence that whole Papa thing. Today we're going to hear some music from a Haydn symphony nicknamed The Bear. Now, this was his biggest work so far, written for the largest orchestra he'd ever worked with. Why is it called The Bear? First of all, Haydn did not make up the nickname. Somebody else came up with that about 50 years after it was written, because of the droning sound in the low strings that goes vroom, vroom, vroom. The vroom vroom sounds a lot like the sound from a dudelsack, or a bagpipe, that was often used by street musicians who would use the instrument to accompany a dancing bear. Because, you know, people used to have dancing bears in the streets for fun and stuff. History is weird. Anyway, here's the fourth movement of Haydn Symphony No. 82, otherwise known as The Bear. That was the fourth movement of Franz Josef Haydn's Symphony No. 82, The Bear. Okay, kids commuters, time now to check in with our Quizlet. All week we'll ask you this question. If you get it right, we'll send you a kids commute prize pack. Here's the question. What did Beethoven give up while he was writing his ninth symphony? Here's a hint. It's an activity most people do every day. Do you know the answer to this question? Send it to us in a text message with the answer, your name, and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlocking Public Radio.